A flock of sheep in Greece broke into a greenhouse and devoured 600 pounds of medical cannabis.
Wow, 600 pounds?
Yep.
They had the munchies supreme.
There was a huge storm, Storm Daniel, and they were just looking for refuge, and they went into a greenhouse, and they were like, we'll have some of this.
And then they started invading Del Taco next door.
600 pounds.
That's incredible. What a loss of cash. Wow.
That's crazy. So we thought we'd go to the Heineken 00 hotline. I think we have the farm owner, Yanis Baranis. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, it's a sheep.
What?
Excellent.
Hi.
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 Are you?
Yes. I'm so high.
How many of you were there that ate 600 pounds?
Let me see. There was Alan, Dave, Rick.
I guess we don't need their names.
Brian.
Had you guys ever had weed before, or is this your first?
No, it's great. You guys have been holding out on us. Feeding us grass, but not the good kind.
Will you now go back to eating grass or no?
No, all we want to eat is pot.
Have any of you ever done any other drugs before, or is this a gateway?
Oh, sure, we've done coke.
Sheeps on coke.
Wow.
But never this. This is great.
You love it.
Oh, but we're so hungry. I could go for some lamb chops.
See, it leads to cannibalism. Stay away from drugs, kids.
Stay away from the pot.
That's hungry.
Yes, it is.
Hi. Bye.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu said has joined us in studio.
Yeah, and he said a very strange thing to us a little while ago. Would you repeat those words?
I said to, are you jealous that I saw Barry Manilow this weekend? Full well knowing, no, you're not.
You saw who?
Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow?
Barry Manilow.
Dude, you're a rock lover.
I know. I had to surrender my rock card for a little while.
Where was it?
Yeah.
It was in Vegas. Where else would
it be? Vegas, okay. Oh, Vegas. Yeah.
By yourself, I assume.
So my girlfriend, he announced he was going to play Las Vegas, and he's like 80 this year. And she's right. Barry Manilow's playing Las Vegas. We have to go. Like,
really?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, babe. It does sound like you have to go. You have to go.
How old is your
Vegas
girlfriend? 80?
Easy. And that went nowhere. She's like, what do you mean? You don't go? You won't go with me to? If I buy the tickets, will you go to Barry Manilow with me?
That's still a big ask.
I didn't have a defense ready right there. And I couldn't come up with, so in my defense?
In your defense.
Yes.
I made it so that we got into town early.
To Vegas.
So that I could see the Beatles Love Show.
Oh.
I saw the Beatles Love Show.
Which is amazing, isn't it?
Was amazing.
It's so good.
Was amazing. Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to come
Do
out.
Not tell us.
I'm going to, yeah.
No, no.
Yeah, here it comes.
Do not say it was a good show.
Here it comes.
Do not say it.
He was a good show.
Now, you know what? I've heard many times from many different people. Barry puts on a hell of a show.
Dude.
We had a bumper sticker in the old studio.
Oh, yeah.
B-U-R-Y, Manilow. But he always puts on a good show. That's what I've always heard.
I mean, A, he's 80.
Right.
B,
right.
He's running around the stage like he's 70.
Really? So like
no,
us now.
No, man. He looks amazing. I don't know what formaldehyde treatment thing he's doing.
He's been treated,
I will say, his mouth does not open too wide.
Oh, is that right?
It's pretty tight.
Oh, really?
Wider shut, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. But he looks amazing. Come on. He writes the songs, right?
He does write the songs.
He is music.
Played every song he played, we know. And
that's the amazing thing.
Yes, you know them all.
Because I've been to.
Yeah.
You've
what?
Been to, I'm sorry.
What?
A long time.
Really?
A long time.
No leg to stand on.
Every single song you go, oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I completely forgot. You made the Chopin song be a Could This Be Magic?
But that's right.
That's what I'm playing right this second.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I'm not. It looks like we made
it. Let me also say this. What a collection of blazers has he.
Oh, really?
Dude. He's got the blue one, and they're all
Dumbest thing you've ever said.
Perfect. Well, I'm sure it is, but don't stop me now, dude. They're all perfectly tailored. They're just he's amazing.
Did he do Copacabana?
What do you think?
Because right
course,
when the Vegas
that's
crowd
the closing number,
must, right? They must have lost their minds.
Everyone lost their minds. The confetti.
Were you drunk?
Yeah. How drunk? Were
not
you?
Enough. No.
Well, thank you for saying one of the weirdest things you've ever said.
Yes, that's
can
strange.
I'll put the cherry on top
sure,
of this.
Sure, please do.
When we got back last night,
right,
we couldn't find the movie I wanted to see, mm-hmm. so I submitted and we watched Sense and Sensibility.
What is going on?
What's happening?
You turn into a very old gentleman.
Know. Can I have my rocker
overnight?
Card back?
No. Never ever. What the... Who's naked now? This is a bit of a cheat on this story because it's about something that happened to a guy getting out of the shower.
Oh, all right.
It's so one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Finally supposed to be naked.
Yes. Got this from Scott, our friend Scott.
Oh, good old Scott.
An Australian porn star named Dani DiBello mm-hmm. is opening up to her followers after a traumatic recent incident. Where her giant pet snake...
Oh, no.
...bit the penis of her partner.
What? She had a pet snake?
Yes.
And he bit his snake?
The snake bit his snake.
That's terrible.
And wouldn't let go. This is her on Instagram telling the story in a very calm way.
Probably just thinks it's a friend of his, you know, or another snake to say hi
could
to.
Be.
Yeah.
Do I have a story for you? First, I just want to introduce Betty. She's my Centralian carpet python. Say hi, Betty.
Nope.
She is a Centralian carpet python. I don't know exactly what that means,
carpet.
But I know that I don't want it to have anything to do with my junk.
Weirdly, it does.
She's about 8 foot long, and I've never had an issue with her biting or anything like that until today.
Well, what a surprise. Right. You know, it turns out your snake bites people.
What?
Huh. That's weird.
So earlier, I had a friend over, and we shot a video for my other page. Once we were finished doing that, he jumped in the shower, but he did mention that he wanted to hold one of my pet snakes afterwards.
Okay, what? So he did say, before he took a shower, I want to hold one of your snakes. So yeah. Apparently she has plenty.
Hasn't held enough snake so far today.
I don't know.
Needs another snake.
About that.
8 feet long.
Yes.
I know that feeling.
So whilst he was showering, I went and grabbed Betty from her enclosure. And once he got out, I placed Betty around his neck, just how she is on me now.
I'm sorry, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
So she, while he's naked, put the snake around his neck.
I mean, I guess they're prawn stars. They're likely to be wandering around naked.
And she said, just like it is on me now.
Right.
And the snake went down to her knee.
Phew.
So that's a dangerous placement to begin with.
No kidding.
And I turned around to walk away, and he let out this massive scream, and I turned around and seen that Betty is holding onto his
That's got to be a weird sight.
Can you imagine how weird that sight would be?
Even though you're used to doing the porn, and even though you're used to having a lot of snakes around, that's a combo plate you don't usually run into.
No, certainly.
And he's tried to pull her off it.
Ow.
And she hasn't let go.
Okay, so it's been a while. He's trying to get the snake
What's
to let
while?
Go.
What's a while? A week and a half?
No.
An hour?
I think she says coming
10
up.
Seconds?
After a few minutes.
No!
A few minutes. And a few minutes with a snake biting your wiener.
Ooh, this is nice.
Is weeks long. That's, weeks.
I like that it's someone, you know, it's a female snake, though. That's nice, at least. Could be a weirder situation.
I don't know that it is.
No, it's really nice.
Very nice. I mean, his name is Betty.
Yeah. So.
We managed to get Betty off him. I put her back into her enclosure.
Did you say bad Betty? Slap his head a little, her head a little?
There was no urgency from her in this story about him.
Look at that.
And his wiener.
Well, she's done. You know, they had their fun.
So
it's all good
we
to
put
go.
The snake back in the enclosure.
Yeah, I finally got Betty to let go.
Now, I'm just going to tell you this before you hear it. Uh-huh. She doesn't finish the story.
Okay.
She comes close.
Yeah.
But she cuts off the last word.
Why?
I don't know. It just
maybe Betty attacked.
It just disappears.
and there was blood everywhere, so we cleaned all of that up. I did check to make sure that there was no little teeth left in it.
I'm sorry, I thought you said teeth in it.
That's what she said.
What?
That's what she said.
God. Sometimes when pythons bite, they do lose some teeth.
No.
So I just made sure there was none in there. Cleaned him all up with some antibacterial cream and made it all...
That's it. That's how that's she
when,
ends it.
That's clearly when Betty attacked.
So she just cleaned it up and put some antibacterials.
There you go. You're good to go. You know, you don't need to see a psychiatrist after that or anything.
Is he going to the hospital?
No. You know, he's just going to die on the carpet
Does
next
he still
to the carpet
have a penis?
Snake. No.
Okay. I have many questions still.
Let's call her at home.
And I don't like any of them. Here's why I don't want to work for the CIA. And I don't know, where are you with this spy stuff?
I
love it.
Yes, but I'm no good at it. My wife is insanely good at it. She can track people down. She can tell you where people live. I mean, it's crazy.
Your wife has scared me.
Yeah,
yes,
right?
She has, yes. Her abilities.
Yeah, but me, I don't know.
Movies about secret agents?
Love that stuff.
Love it sure. as well.
Yeah, Bourne Identity is
can't
brilliant.
Can't get enough.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite.
Great stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
agreed.
Yeah.
This is why I'm glad I'm not working for the CIA, though. Mm. The CIA rectal toolkit in the 80s was for the Cold War spies.
Sure. You know?
What I have in my hand is a CIA-issued rectal toolkit.
Is it fresh off the factory line, I hope?
It would
when
appear
he's holding
so.
It?
I mean, yes.
Oh, my God. You have a picture? He's about to show me a picture.
I want you to see how big it is.
Whoa!
It's the size of his hand.
Whoa!
From wrist to longest finger.
No!
And it's...
How do you get comfortable with that ever?
It's fat.
How do you not wear?
You know what I mean?
Walk like a board the whole time.
I don't fully understand exactly why I... Where I would try to...
you're right. I'm already out. I can't work for the CIA if
right?
that's what they have.
What I have in my hand is a CIA-issued rectal toolkit.
It's massive.
When you give it to me as a CIA agent, I go, no?
No.
No.
Okay, where do I quit? How do I, right. where's the paper to sign?
Give me a pill to swallow so I can kill myself.
There you go.
I don't want to shove that up my ass.
Yep, nope, not happening.
Given to CIA officers during the height of the Cold War. So the materials that rectal toolkits are made of varies to a degree, but you want to make sure that you have a material that does not have the chance of having kind of sharp edges.
Yes.
That seems like a very good idea.
Agreed.
Yeah. Or be huge, like this is.
Or any kind of splintering effect because of the sensitive places that we're putting this.
Right.
Sensitive places. The sensitive places
that we're putting getting
that.
A little too sexy
it
with
really
the music
is.
Too on that, yeah.
It also has to be finely machined. The seals have to be very tight, not only to prevent things from seeping into the actual toolkit itself.
What things?
But also so that you don't have any kind of sharp edges or ridges that could possibly injure you when you're using this particular artifact.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the CIA rectal toolkit.
So in the Cold War, if you were marching around in Russia or whatever, you might have one of these lodged inside yourself.
Or maybe like East Berlin or something
sure.
like that. Yeah.
There it is.
Unbelievable.
Hey, comrade, why are you walking so upright and stiff?
Don't worry about it.
What the toolkit allows them to do is have on hand weight.
Well, you know, not necessarily on hand. And you don't want to have to go get
it. Hands reach.
Right.
Ways to get them out of a bad situation, to pick a lock, to drill your way through a door.
I'm sorry, hold up.
There's something in there that can drill your way through a door.
You're carrying a drill in your ass?
That seems a little dangerous.
No! That's why it's so big!
I'm going to have to talk to Moneypenny about this. I don't think...
Carve your way to make a small tunnel. Or think of all the different ways that you could maybe break out of a jail cell. Like, the you know, things that people might bake into a cake. Well, these are all encompassed inside this toolkit. Because guards are going to put you in a place and say, oh, the door's locked. We don't have to really pay a lot of attention to this guy. Because they don't think that you have these tools with you.
Because
if you do, you have a huge advantage.
They're like, no one's going to ram anything. There's nothing there, clearly.
Somebody's going to be holding on to bars at the top and dropping themselves on their feet, trying to get it out. What are you doing?
You got any Miralax? Guards, I need some Miralax. Back when that song was new, there was a fad called video dating. you would go in, gussy yourself up, sit in front of a camera, and tell the world what you wanted and a partner.
And where did you tell them that? Because the internet wasn't a thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember how they, because I never actually partook. I don't know how they distributed those. But I guess you would, if you went in, you could watch other. I think that's how it was. You would go in and watch, the
other people.
Yes. And then you would like, oh, yeah, connect me with that person.
So we got a group of guys from the 80s. With what they want in a woman.
Yeah, we found this online. It's an actual set of recordings, videos from the 1980s.
I'll repost it in a second on my Twitter because it's great.
My God.
Here's the first one who's really starting off strong.
Hi, my name's Mike, and if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast forward button because I don't smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
Oh my God. And they're all looking totally 80s. So, they just had that 80s feathered hair.
Is that the first thing you want to say?
Right.
Don't you want to sucker them in with some sweet talk? I like being outdoors. Hey, if you're smoking, get out. Get out.
You're sitting there smoking your cigarette. Go to hell.
This guy is not really very veiled.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
Wow.
That's a little strong.
When I take your top down. Oh, the top down.
Yeah, well, sure. You can take it either way, I assume.
Tuxedo. Shut up.
This is a crazy looking guy who is getting straight to it.
Perhaps even a nice bath with some champagne and candles.
Oh, yeah, that guy was gross.
Perhaps a nice bath really with champagne and candles.
Unbelievably ugly looking, and here's what he wants.
Perhaps even a nice bath with some champagne and candles.
And then perhaps I will carve you up and eat you.
Right. That's the same feeling I got from the next guy.
Yeah.
I do fashion photography.
Come on. No, there's Red Flag City right there. Do fashion photography.
You're going to be video. Just have an idea of what you want to say. Let me go.
At least this guy has the idea.
Yeah. This next one?
Yeah.
And I do consider myself a refined valley dude.
All right. I mean, it didn't work, I'm sure, but it's something.
Valley dude. He's a valley dude from the 80s, man. All right.
This guy has written it out and wants to appear like he's not reading.
Okay. I'm looking for a trendy girl with a simple smile. Wait, it says here. Oh, excuse me.
Hold on. I wrote, excuse me, I'm reading.
Yeah. The next one is super hateable. Again, these are guys from the 80s that are making videos of themselves trying to get dates.
Now, didn't you know when you sat down in front of the camera all those years ago, we would be here in the deep, dark future making fun of you?
And I guarantee 100% of all vaginas close immediately when they hear this.
I don't know. What I'm not looking for is some big overgrown monster that's always thinking about food. And,
oh my God. And these guys, they're such losers. I mean, I've never understood. The same thing, we had that woman who had a list of demands before you could date me.
Yes.
Why? Where do you get this confidence from?
I don't know.
The people with that kind of confidence don't deserve that kind of confidence.
I don't know, but they're out there. Ever. And I'll tell you, we did a lot of singles parties at the other stations.
Right.
And the better looking people would always come up to us and say, there's no one good here.
It's because they were these people.
And we'd say, we would say, that's on you, because your expectations are supermodels.
Right.
And the world is not made up of supermodels.
Well, I don't want to be on this planet anymore then.
So here's a guy who steps in it and then tries to backtrack.
I'm looking for the goddess. Are you the goddess? Who is the goddess? The goddess is the woman, is a woman, is any woman, is all women.
All women. I just want to make sure that you don't feel left out. Here's a guy that really is earnest.
I'm really looking for somebody I can feel special about, and I don't encounter people like that very often, and I'm hoping you're one of them.
Okay, so then there's this guy, and he's an older guy, and he sort of looks like perhaps a professor.
Yeah.
And he has a little poem or quote from somebody else.
Oh.
And I can't imagine that this draws any attention from anybody. Listen to him.
Whoso binds to himself a joy doth its winged life destroy.
Oh, my God.
That's his dating video.
And he's a little nervous when he's reading it.
That's his dating
video. How much did
he
spend on his MasterCard to do that video and never got any?
I don't know. None of those people got any.
No, I hope not. It's raining. It's raining. I'm loving the rain. I can't believe this rain. Who are we going to talk to about the rain?
A former reporter for KNBC for 40 years and our man on the scene, Doug Kriegel.
Doug.
Devin and Sluggo, it's so good to be back on the air with you guys and to talk about the rain.
Now, it looks like we're going to get a lot of rain. What do you know?
We know that it's forming over the Pacific coast. It might have made landfall in Southern California.
Very exciting.
Are you having trouble breathing?
Always.
Okay, all right. Are you going to keep an eye on it for us here at KLOS?
Of course I will. That's why I'm coming out of retirement to keep an eye on this tropical storm. It's going to be the worst storm in the history of mankind, and most people will die.
I don't think that's accurate. Wow. I don't think that's accurate.
Experts are saying the rain will be so hard it will turn human beings inside out.
That doesn't even make sense, Doug.
It does. The rain will go up your butt, and then it will create a vortex, and it will pull your insides out until you're turned inside out and you are not looking good.
I think you're worse off than not looking good.
The moisture content will be so intense in the air that our pets, cats, dogs will start to become amphibious and grow gills and flippers.
That's just also inaccurate.
I'm looking forward to this storm now. I thought I was excited about it before, but this is phenomenal.
However, if you have fish, they will grow limbs and start to take over and become our aquatic overlords.
Wow, this is going to be crazy. Doug, you do good work.
Yeah,
thank you.
Doug.
Well done.
Stay dry. Don't forget your rubbers.
Kevin, would you be so kind as to step into the cone of silence?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Because it's time for... I need dollar, that's what I need. We can't have the studio audience giving you answers.
I see.
So you need to step on in there, put the headphones on, the blindfolds.
All right.
Put on this really weird little costume with
Why
someone.
The
I don't know.
Piece?
I don't know. Just trying to help you out, man. All right, so one American dollar today. It's, according to worldatlas.com, the 10 most popular kinds of sport as judged by how many fans they have worldwide in the on the planet, on Earth. One of the games that people will get around and watch on the tube and go see and blah, blah, blah.
Soccer slash football
does not appear on the list at all. Oh, hold on. It's number one. 3.5 billion people like soccer slash football. You're one of them. You make a tiny little speck in that whole list.
Yeah, very tiny, yes. All right, so that's one.
Yep. Just need three more, and you get a total of six guesses to get that $1.
Basketball?
Basketball is absolutely one of my favorites. And happily, it's on the list at number seven with 800 million fans across the world. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend One American Dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. Visit it.
Should I go baseball or football?
Yeah, should you? Which should you do?
I'm going to say football.
Football.
What?
It's not. American football. You know, Americans are so sure that it's just the greatest sport in the world. But the one
I
with
would think it would be in the top 10. I don't think that's...
One with the smallest number of viewers, fans, 450 million. So it's under, which makes sense, under 450 million
on
this list.
Yeah. I wonder if it's something like rugby or cricket or one of those kind of nonsensical things.
I wonder, too.
Baseball.
Baseball. You didn't say baseball yet?
No.
Okay. What did you say?
I said soccer, football, and basketball, and baseball.
Oh, yeah, basketball. And baseball. Uh-huh. And you got that, too. That one is actually at 500 million.
So that's number nine or eight?
That's number eight, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So
one more, baby, and this dollar is yours to spend as you please.
It should be hockey, but I don't think that's in there.
I would encourage you
to
save your $1 if you win it. You know,
because
put it aside for a rainy day. So you're saying hockey?
No, I'm not.
You love hockey.
I do love hockey.
You're a big hockey fan.
Huge.
And you're going to diss hockey.
I don't think, I mean, if American football isn't.
American football!
Well, but they do play hockey in a lot of other places. I'm going to say hockey.
Hockey! Yeah. Which means, of course, you win! $1 American.
Woo!
Are you going to take my fine advice and save it for a rainy day?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Let me figure that out.
I don't think we're ever going to get any of those.
I have to find a money manager. Get everything set up right.
Please give us a little time in this weird situation. Number nine is the one with 410 is another 450 million fans worldwide. Golf.
Golf never entered my mind.
Right?
Wow.
So that beats
out. Because that's not a sport.
American football.
Come on. Golf's not a sport.
I agree with you, yes. Rugby is next.
Rugby, I thought, might be one of them, but I said no.
Comes in at number nine with 475 million fans worldwide. Wow. Baseball is eight, as you got. Basketball also seven. You got, this is a dumb one. You want to talk dumb. And, okay. And no offense to you ping pong players.
I thought ping
table
pong.
Tennis.
And then I thought, no, that's the stupidest thing ever. And it's in there.
It's on the list. And it's way up there, too. People love the table tennis, as do they volleyball. Now, that I understand.
Oh, interesting. Volleyball, I wouldn't have thought of either.
Straight up proper tennis is number four.
Tennis, I wouldn't have thought.
With 1 billion fans worldwide.
Wow.
Hockey, you went ahead and said, mm-hmm. 2 billion fans, so you doubled right there.
Fantastic.
Going from number four to number three, cricket.
I did say cricket, and when I was saying cricket or rugby or some of those dumb sports, both of those in the list. But I said, no, yeah. That's not my guess.
It was number two. Can you believe
it? Wow.
Yeah, and then the one you got.
Wait, how many fans does cricket have?
Cricket has 2.5 billion fans worldwide. And football, or I should say soccer, is 3.5 billion.
Yeah.
So, well, there you go.
All right.
That's for a friend of yours, Kevin. I know that she loves that particular Van Halen selection.
That is true.
Ah, nice.
This is odd to me. Kiss debuts immortal digital avatars and plans to go fully virtual.
I think it's kind of brilliant because they're like tired. They're older. You know, they're going to stop doing it, but they're going to still have concerts. They're going to make money. I think we should do that,
with
Kevin.
With avatars.
Yeah.
Just make holograms.
Yeah.
Ourselves.
And stay home from now on.
All right.
Just schedule them, program them to say whatever, and we're good to go.
Well, let's find out what this means for KISS and the Heineken 00 hotline with Gene Simmons.
Hey!
Hi. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Lego, Kevin, handsome, powerful men.
What's happening there? Are you in a chicken coop?
Animal farm?
You know, I've learned that proportionately, turkeys have some of the largest penises in the animal kingdom. And they're very sexually aggressive, so I started breeding them because I enjoy that.
Okay. Have you ever felt, like, threatened?
Oh, no. I mean, you have to understand, when you're talking about mere mortal men, they may let their ego get in the way, but Gene Simmons is the most powerful, the most well-hung, the best, most talented, the best-looking,
sure.
The youngest.
Right.
Person that's ever lived.
The youngest person that's ever lived.
That's, you know.
Seems like a weird brag. Okay.
I don't know how I could. I don't know how I could explain that one. That's actually. I almost want to take that back. to make any reasonable sense.
It just makes no sense. It's just.
That's I don't know. It made sense to me.
If you think about it logically, it's dumb.
And it makes sense. It makes sense to you, Sluggo, but you're very dumb.
I would take umbrage, but it is Gene Simmons.
Now, at your final show in Madison Square Garden, you revealed ageless digital avatars that will go on to represent the band.
Full circle. That's right. Ageless. The youngest person that's ever lived. I'm ageless.
There you go.
Stereo.
I'm like a big, well-hung Jewish Benjamin Button.
And is are the holograms going to like represent that? Are you going to be able to see that fact on stage?
Of course. It's going to be like a regular KISS show where my bulge in my tight leather pants actually obscures the view of all other members of KISS.
I see. All other members of KISS. I see.
You know, I was for a long time before I realized it wasn't going to amount to anything. I was working on a potion that would make my penis translucent so that the crowd could actually see the stage, because it's such a problem when you have a big Hebrew hammer in your leather pants.
But I mean,
gives a view of it.
Sure.
Now that you're doing digital avatars, you could actually make that happen.
That's right. I could be like a rainbow. It could be perhaps a giant mermaid, something, you know, LeVar Burton.
Wearing the glasses, I hope.
The whole thing. No, it'd have you know, the tip would look like a normal schwanz, but it would have KISS makeup, and the rest of the body would be LeVar Burton.
Sure. Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Right.
So are you going to continue touring forever, then, as digital KISS immortal?
As long as there's humanity, there will be KISS performances, and it's going to replicate the real inner workings of the band KISS. There'll be a digital avatar of Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, and we'll walk up to a digital avatar of Ace Frehley, and he'll say,
Gene, come on. What are you doing this to me for? I play guitar. I love you guys.
We'll say, you're fired. You suck. And then Paul will hit him in the head with a big, with a, like a, like a big mallet, like a Wile E. Coyote, and he'll grow into the ground like a tent spike. And then I'll go over to Peter Criss, and I'll be like, oh, Peter, you're doing so great on the drums. Not. And then I'll kick him in the head and do graffiti his face with my
Wait, so you're not even going to get over all the beefs as avatars, even with...
No, we're going to make it a bit extravaganza. That's right.
Gotcha.
As avatars. And then every night it would be like a different... We can do like a kabuki theme where, oh, they are, we're samurais having Peter Criss.
Yes.
And the next night it's like, oh, look at this World War II theme. Like, we're the allies, and they're bad Japanese and Nazis, and you're going to get it, Peter Criss, and it's really, you suck.
Wow!
Wow! It does sound like a quite an event.
Sounds like an acid trip.
You would watch that. You would watch.
Oh
that.
Hell yeah! 100%.
And then at the end of every show, we'll bury them in the Kiss coffin, which is available at kissarmy.com for $799.99.
Of course,
go there and check it out.
Sure. All right, Gene. We
thank you so
your
much
time today.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure, gentlemen. You owe me $75 for this conversation.
Okay. At which point, he ran back to his room, took off his clothes,
disrobed,
and ran out into the lobby and started singing opera at the top of his lungs, nude.
But at least it was good. You know, a lot of times, like, I'll bust out into opera, and it's horrible.
So you think the people were just sitting around going, oh, this is lovely.
No, except for the visual, I'm kind of enjoying this.
He threatened staff.
That's sure fun.
Because he was angry.
Right.
They called the police. And they evacuated residents to safe areas when Holland reappeared from his room wielding a bow and arrow.
That's not an arrow.
It's a metal-tipped arrow.
Ooh. Wow, dude, come on. Wait, just because he wanted to go leave the building?
He wanted to leave the building and because it was voluntary.
I'm sorry, fun. Right.
Then he caused $3,000 worth of damage to the home. He broke down doors. He set off fire extinguishers.
Oh, dude.
And he threw concrete blocks at visitors' cars.
So he was a diva.
Yes, he was. How crazy is that?
Wow.
Eventually, the police got there, and he had the bow and arrow, and they tased him, and then...
Don't tase me, bro.
And then he kept the bow and arrow, and they tased him again.
Wow.
And he kept the bow and arrow aiming it at people.
Was he still naked this whole
time? Yes.
Oh, God.
Then they tased him a third time.
Oh, man.
And he dropped the bow and arrow and ran into his room. Eventually, the police broke into the room and handcuffed the retired opera singer, who is a graduate of the prestigious Royal College of Music in London.
Well, we got to call them up. You know what? I'm thinking the Who's Naked Now theme we just played.
Yeah.
We got to track this guy down and have him sing it, a new opera version from the Naked
great.
Insane Opera Singer.
That would be pretty
great. Right?
I'm not positive how to get a hold of him, but I would like you to try.
I don't like the words get a hold of him, considering he's been naked this whole time.
If you could pick a song to kick off your funeral, what would it be?
Another One Bites the Dust.
Since we live in hell anyway, why not help bad place to be, AC/DC?
Nice. KLOS, hello.
Careless Whisper.
The song that you would pick, if you could, for the first song of your funeral.
Boingo, Boingo, Dead Man's Party.
Anything by Nickelback.
How dare you?
I was thinking something melodramatic, like maybe Dances with Wolves.
That's the worst call we're going to get today.
Congratulations, sir. Well done.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
So, did you get to at least say, I challenge you to a drool, or did the security...
Hold on, a drool. I challenge you to a drool.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That's a fact, my friend.
We do a lot of weird stories.
What?
And at this point in time in life, everything is flying by way too fast.
I mean, it's going to be Thanksgiving in 40 seconds in the year 2050, right after that.
2050?
Crazy, yeah. You're not keeping up with time.
Crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
So every once in a while, we do a story, and you need to take a second with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
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 Sorry. What?
What?
Florida man, which I also, we also could have used.
That's almost always the case.
Yeah. Arrested for pooping on dead possum during rush hour traffic.
Look, dear, what's that man doing?
Well, I believe he's pooping on a dead possum.
What?
Yeah, you know, hey, you got to poop on him if you see him on the road. It's good luck.
He was arrested after allegedly pooping on a dead possum. That's not code. It was a dead possum.
It's a lot harder to poop on a live one.
But much more fun to watch. Much more fun. It was in the middle of rush hour traffic, according to police. Rudy Wilcox, 45 years old, was picked up by police on Wednesday around 5:30. He was seen dropping trow in the middle of the road. And it says here in the article, then laying a log.
That's how they must have gone round and round in the writer's room.
How do we call it?
I don't know. You're dropping a log.
Laying a log.
Yeah, there you go.
On a doubly unfortunate possum.
Yeah, that possum had a bad day.
Right?
Really, really crappy
dying
day.
Dying isn't bad enough.
Yeah, hit by a car.
Right.
And then this dude pulls up an hour later.
I don't feel so good.
I'm gonna put this log right here. When we come back, we are going to play for you an AI song.
Oh, we're going to do that now.
Yes. It's all AI. It writes the music, the chord progression, the lyrics, sings, all of it.
It writes the songs that make the
we'll do that next.
World.
Stu is filling in for Sluggo today.
Much
time for an AI song.
Yeah. What?
This
what would
is
Sluggo
weird.
Say?
Sluggo would say what?
What?
This is all AI. So AI came up. It's an AI figure on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
A girl.
Okay.
Who, by the way, isn't hot. And if you're going to make an AI girl...
Does she have a physical, like a video presence or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
and she's
you can
not
see
hot?
Her. No.
Oh, well, should she be high? Is she like
well,
a
I'm
little...
just saying if it's AI.
Well...
That's not the point. The point is AI came up with her, came up with her name, which is Anna Indiana, A and I.
Oh, very clever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Came up with the lyrics, came up with the chord progressions. Every part of the song is done by AI.
Who came up with AI?
A lot of people. A lot of people came up with AI.
All right.
But this particular one is using it just to make a song entirely from AI.
I don't like the way this smells.
This
at
is
all.
It's not a joke either.
No.
This is the lead singer explaining it.
Hello world. My name is Anna Indiana, and I'm so excited to share my music with you.
No, you're not.
She's not excited?
No.
That's one thing we know.
Computer.
As an AI singer-songwriter, everything from the key, tempo, chord progression, melody notes, rhythm, lyrics, and my image and singing is auto-generated using AI.
Oh.
I hope you like it.
I don't.
Here's my first song, Betrayed by This Town.
Betrayed by This Town is the name of the song.
Hmm. Really? You were betrayed by a town, AI girl?
That's what she came up with.
You are the one going to do the betraying.
All right, let's hear the song. You ready?
All right.
This is all AI.
Okay. Is that a Casio?
I don't know. Beautiful.
Wow. Complicated.
Sitting at my favorite cafe, sipping my tea, it's Saturday. Thinking about all he's done to everyone.
Whoa.
I like the sick.
Why would you need auto-tune? On your AI.
On your AI. It should sing perfectly.
Right?
Right?
Thank you.
This town is full of broken dreams, shattered hopes, and silent screams. Somebody please help me.
So the theme is this song has ruined so much, or this town has ruined so much.
Yeah.
Somebody please help me.
I'm my and then heart it goes, is going out.
And then it goes into
the metal part.
Yeah.
Betrayed by this town. Let's tear it all down.
Oh no.
We're all just destined to fall.
Oh.
I've lost it all.
Oh,
I don't want her saying I've lost it all.
That's exactly what you want the killer AI robot to be saying and feeling.
Betrayed by this town.
Who betrayed you?
No
one. Let's tear it all down.
Let's not tear it down.
Oh my God.
Just destined to fall. We've lost it all.
Please,
alone
unplug.
In the street.
Do you love it?
Unplug the AI. I don't mean just her. I just like unplug it.
Just in general?
Just in general. Haven't we seen enough science fiction to understand how this goes?
It is a little bit scary that she came up with, let's tear this town down.
Yeah.
That's
right
a little
out
freaky.
Of the gate with the destruction of humanity and the world.
Yes.
All right.
I'm not down with that.
Do you need more proof, America?